Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Text line, we're on the show. Man, I can get you a bottle of Blanton's for free. Hell, I tell you not to.
Hello.
Do your thing, partner. Right? I ain't gonna walk away from it now.
Hit my DMs, please, friend.
Yeah, do your thing. Do your thing there. Ain't nobody stopping you. All right. Clint, last night was... It was gut-wrenching, man. That was tough to me to watch guys like Juwan Roberts, just when they realized it was over, just go down. You could see the absolute destroyed looks in their faces, their eyes. LJ Cryer as well. Emmanuel Sharp, who obviously will live with this, as he had the final two turnovers, to end that game for Houston. And like those were tough watches, right? And to hear Juwan Roberts after the game say, you know, this is the last time I'm gonna wear this uniform, and it's really, really hard. Right. That was tough, and just a sad moment where you felt like they got this. They're gonna win this game. And it was what happened with Duke. Now, I do think Duke's collapse, if it makes you feel any better, was a little worse, right? Like, that, you know, Florida had gotten the thing tight, you know, at the 5-6 minute mark. But still, it was a collapse. When you look at this team, how good they play defensively, how good they can be in terms of getting shots and slowing the game down, for them to have a double-digit lead around 9-10 minutes left and then lose that game, it's almost, you know, unbelievable to consider that it did happen if you didn't see it. But if Duke collapsed, I think it's fair to say that Houston collapsed. And Clint, it is a shocking thing, and I am still floored by what we saw and how that thing happened, how Florida got back in that game.
Yeah, no, look, I mean, I don't think only is if Duke collapsed, U of H collapsed. Hell, I think they did it in very similar fashion. I mean, you look at what happened, and it doesn't matter. To me, it matters less about, like, how many points you were up or down midway through the second half and this and that. I mean, we've all seen it happen in basketball at every level. I mean, the ebbs and flows of a game, and there can be a 10-point swing like that any given day. It happens, right? I'm not worried about the swing. To me, it comes down to in the last few minutes of the U of H Duke game, one team seemed like they were not prepared. They weren't physically, mentally, and emotionally ready, and the other team looked like they were raised in it. And that was the Cougs. And they went out there and they upset Duke. And you fast forward to last night, and I don't care how it got there, the game was tight down a stretch. And again, there was one team that looked like they were raised in it, and there was one team that the moment was too big. They weren't able to execute. They couldn't get off shots, not once, not twice, not three times, but four times. They couldn't even execute to give themselves a chance to maximize how many shots they could get. They couldn't even get a shot off at the very end of the game. So, yeah, the Florida Gators did to U of H what U of H did to Duke 2 days ago. Absolutely, 100%. It wasn't just one was a collapse. They literally were. It was the same song and dance. One time U of H won, and one time they were the victim. They lost. It was very similar to the way that Duke shrunk in the moment, the way that U of H shrunk in the moment last night.
That's the part that's really surprising. Is
agreed.
They out-toughed them. Like all the things that they have kind of built their program on, and they for the most part have done that.
Yeah.
Florida did it, right? Florida was the one with their best players struggling, right, and being able to recover. Florida was the one that executed, and as you said, seemed like they were comfortable. And we kind of should have known that. Florida has been down by 9 points or more at some point of the game, their last three games of the tournament.
Right.
And including this game, and they came back and made plays. And it usually has just been Clayton, but in this game it wasn't just Clayton, it was everybody. And at the end, as you said, one team executed much better than the other one, to the tune of Florida took advantage of how the officiating was and got to the line multiple times at the end of the game. That's how they took the lead and got closer. And Houston had four turnovers on their last four possessions, Clint. And that was very different than how the game closed out against Duke or how it closed out against Purdue or what they did all season.
Yeah, there's a lot of things about this game. If you're the Cougs, it's going to stick in your craw, man. I mean, the way it literally ended, the last play where Sharp doesn't get the shot up and then turns it over, obviously. The three previous possessions, you look at the way that you were able to shut their best player down, like just literally shut him down damn near the entire game, and you weren't able to take advantage of that. Like, you accomplished a lot of what you wanted to accomplish. A very high-paced, high-scoring team, you held them down. They were playing your kind of game, right? You had them right where you wanted them. You accomplished a lot of what your game plan was built on, and unfortunately, you didn't even give yourself a chance with getting a shot up on that last set.
Speaking of the last possession, and that's the one, right, we're going to remember.
Sure.
19.7 seconds
left. All you
got
to do is listen to head coach.
Down to 19.7 seconds left in that game, and they weren't able to get a shot off at all. They weren't ever. And to kind of hear from Kelvin Sampson, the head coach, obviously, of the Cougars, this is him after the game describing what happened on that last possession.
It's a possession. What did you want?
Well, we didn't need a three, but if Emmanuel got clearance, there's no reason why he shouldn't take that. I mean, Emmanuel's a big shot taker. We ran a misdirection. We ran LJ off a stagger, and then we ran Emmanuel up the gate. We've worked on that play many times. But, you know, you've got to get a shot attempt in that situation. That's where I'm disappointed, that we didn't get a shot attempt. Previous possession, we didn't get a shot attempt. And those are the things that, you're going to have to live with this game.
Yeah, he's going to stay up late at night thinking about this.
Yeah. Well, look, there's audio out there. There's audio out there, too, of him where you can tell he's really just at a loss for words.
Yeah.
And talking about the Emmanuel Sharp situation and not getting a shot up there, and he should have pump faked and drove to the rack was what the plan was. If the shot presented itself, take it, but the pump fake and get to the rack. You don't need a three. You take a two at that point in time. He went in some pretty good depth right there, but you could see where Kelvin Sampson was just at a loss for words of the inability to get that shot up. And there's no doubt about it. Hell, the coach has got to wear it all. I mean, it doesn't matter whether it's one player or the other that messes up. Any way it goes, the coach has to wear it. The one that I feel for here, because I've been in similar shoes, not necessarily in a national championship game, but a game with national championship implications, is Emmanuel Sharpe. I mean, that dude hit some big shots for the Cougs over his career here. That, I mean,
he had a big shot in that game.
Yeah,
he put him up three when they tied it up.
Yeah, man, and that that move there, which it's on him. He's got to own it. He's got to wear it. I mean, it was a poor decision. Can't let a game of that magnitude, of any magnitude, end like that. But
he just came off that screen and he knew he was going up with
yep.
it, despite anything. And that's he got up in the air and then saw this is going to get blocked.
Yep, man. That's it, man. And he's going to have to wear it. When you talk about the Cougs and 2025 run to the national title game, the first conversation is going to be about how they didn't get that shot up and Sharp, to avoid traveling, try to protect the ball, and that whole way it ended is just unfortunate, man. I mean, it's unfortunate, but they're going to have to live it.
Text line coming through. Come on, y'all. U of H had a great season.
Nobody said they did.
One play here and there, but overall, fantastic program and season. They did.
Agreed. Great. And we're talking about it. We're talking about a team that played in the national championship game. It's understood that they had a hell of a season, and it's understood that it's a hell of a program. No doubt about it.
They were up 12 in the second half.
Unfortunately, that was a tough watch, man. That was a tough game to watch. It was a tough game to lose. And it wasn't just a basketball game that ended and one team outscored the other. The reality of it is, in crunch time, a team that typically has ice water in their veins, didn't get shots up.
Yeah,
didn't give themselves a chance.
Yeah, this is sometimes I'm watching this because I think Kelvin's an amazing coach and should be in the Hall of Fame, and I hope this Final Four run and this championship game appearance, which it shouldn't, he should have already been there, over 800 wins, gets him in. Oh, but Clint, this is sometimes where, like, college coaches overcoach at times. This thing, to me, just did not get into LJ Cryer's hands enough down the stretch for him to make the decision and get shots or get fouled or do something. The last six possessions, he only took one shot. Now, he had a turnover in there, but he only took one shot. On that last play, man, running him off a stagger screen, man, we got to get him the ball and make sure he is the one who was taking the shot. Now, if they force it out of his hands, that's one thing. But he came around and caught it, and he immediately swung it to Sharpe, right? And I obviously, if you look.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
At how Kelvin Sampson is speaking, I don't know if that was the initial plan for Sharp to shoot it, to get it the way that he was kind of talking through it. But, man, it really should. To me, it should have been an LJ Crier clear out. And let's, not bring anybody else to the ball. Clear it out and let him go one-on-one.
He made some big shots,
and
man.
He's your guy. For me, for him just not to get an attempt at the end of that game, that was the one that was tough for me. And I got to believe tough for him to swallow.
Yeah, there's several things down the stretch that you can question. I mean, no question about it. But it's as the texter said, I don't agree with the need to say it in response to what we were talking about, but it is true. There is a big time season, big time group, big time program that Kelvin Sampson has built there. And hopefully he can keep this thing rocking. Hopefully he can keep doing it in the fashion of having players that stay loyal to him and have been in college basketball for several years and are more mature and more developed, and mixing in some transfers, mixing in some youngsters. Hopefully he can keep this thing rolling the way he's had it rolling the last few years, because it is definitely impressive.
Yeah, text line coming in. Sharp would have been an all-time Houston legend had he hit that game.
Yeah, he would have. Absolutely.
And now the memories of him are maybe in a different space, which is unfortunate, because and he'll at least potentially be back next year. You just never know who wants to jump in portals or whatever. But he should be back next year and maybe have something to do about that. But a tough loss last night, and one still. That team, with the defense they play and the lead they had, it's really shocking, almost unbelievable, that they weren't able to finish that game up. A little 5 o'clock fire coming up next. We do have news. We do have news from the Astros. We will share that with you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.